Chapter 1. August, 1960. Standing in the doorway, Drew hesitated, his freckles burning crimson like a thousand flares of anxiety. Any minute his red hair might burst into flames. "Snap out of it, man," he reprimanded himself. "You've done this before." 5 times already in his 15-year life, California, New York, Italy, North Carolina, and Virginia. It wasn't as if he was trying to invade the Soviet Union. All he had to do was walk through this measly door and into a party, introduce himself to a room of strangers, win them over with breezy chit-chat and the gusty bravado and pitch-perfect manners expected of army brats. All the while, knowing that in 2 years, tops, he'd most likely be pulling up stakes and saying goodbye again. No problem. "Go on, soldier," his big sister Joyce nudged him. "Remember what Dad always says?" Keeping their voices low, they recited, "To take a wall, you have to march straight and fast to it. He who hesitates is lost," whispered their little sister Linda. Drew and Joyce glanced down at the 11-year-old. She'd barely spoken since they'd crossed the Atlantic Ocean and taken the military duty train through Germany to Berlin. Their family dog, Blarney, Linda's constant companion and protector, was too old for the journey and had been left behind in the States. She'd been pretty darn shaky ever since. Joyce kissed the top of Linda's strawberry blonde head. "Full speed ahead, sweetie," she chirped. But the trio remained frozen. Their hosts of this welcome party had left the door open for guests, and the swirl of army folk inside hadn't yet noticed Drew and his sisters hovering there. A chance for a quick reconnaissance. From his family's prior postings, Drew knew this apartment would be the same layout as their new quarters across the stairwell. He assessed the living room. Yep, pretty much the same army-issued furniture, arranged in pretty much the same way, minus his mom's piano. In the far corner of the living room, his father and the other non-commissioned officers guffawed over some military blunt joke. Dressed in off-duty polo shirts and crisp-pressed civilian khakis, the men were ringed in pipe smoke and held tumblers full of straight-up, no-nonsense drinks. Drew caught the smell of lasagna baking in the galley kitchen just off the big room. Bowls of Fritos and onion dip, quartered oranges, celery sticks stuffed with palmetto cheese, deviled eggs, green bean casserole, and a stack of Rice Krispies treats were already laid out on the dining room's starched linen tablecloth. Typical potluck welcome to post dinner. Another little America in a foreign land. Except this time, they were living 100 miles behind the Iron Curtain in a divided city, half free, half communist. Being sent to the Cold War's epicenter, to stand post in a small fort of democracy outnumbered 10-1, surrounded by Russian-backed East German secret police and Soviet troops, was an assignment that had made Drew's dad whoop with pride. But this sure wasn't a place for his kids to screw up. As Drew mulled all of this over, Joyce took Linda's hand and whispered, "Here we go." Squaring his shoulders and sucking in a deep breath, Drew followed and stepped over the threshold.